News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Jess Kelly is with us because the legal action against big tech continues. Google, YouTube, Snap, TikTok all have settled in the first case set for trial and litigation, seeking to force social media platforms to cover the costs school districts incur in trying to keep them out of the minds of the kids.
Yeah, this is kind of one of the themes of this year. So the last few years has all been very AI heavy. I feel like this year is the year of big tech litigation, because since the beginning of this year, we have been talking about, you might remember the case, KGM, this 20-year-old woman who brought a case against big tech saying that it damaged her mental health.
Yeah, she got 6 million quid or something.
£6 million, yeah. Now, which doesn't sound like a huge amount of money in the context of the money that we know big tech has. However, it was a very important case because what was coming down the tracks, and we said this at the time, was a whole host of other cases. And over the last few days in Kentucky, the Kentucky School District, it's very interesting. So school districts across the US are now taking legal action against big tech, because what they're saying is we are having to reallocate educational resources to support students who are presenting with anxiety, depression, instances of self-harm and so on. And they're bringing these issues to school. We're having to allocate time, resources, money, all of the rest to supporting these students. And the result of it, they allege, is social media. So school districts across the US have come together. There are 2,527 pending cases at the moment.
How many?
2,527. Which is a lot of cases, Anton. It's a big number.
And it's a lot of precedent, because presumably all the way around the world. I mean, the Department of Education here could probably make similar arguments.
Well, this is what I am interested to see as to what happens here. So as you said there, in the case of Kentucky, this is still scheduled to go ahead on the 11th of June. The trial is scheduled to go ahead in Oakland. We're expecting to hear from Meta, potentially from TikTok, if they don't settle out of court. But regardless of what happens here, there are all these other cases pending. And if this does come to pass, if this does go against big tech again, or even if they settle out of court, this could be a $1 billion bill for the big tech companies. And what will happen is that money will then go into a big trust, and then the school districts that have brought the cases then can withdraw money to get money back for things like extra resources, e-learning and so on. So this, it's not something you can kind of shy away from or think it doesn't actually matter. And it's, as I said, it's, this is the third big one now in so far in 2026. So we had that big 6 million settlement in March. Meta also faced a €375 million fine in Mexico in March of this year as well for misleading claims regarding safety. This is going to be an expensive exercise for them. There's also the PR side of things as well. I don't think we could call any of the big tech founders big cuddly characters or having warm personas, but they have worked incredibly hard over the last number of years to personify, you know, cool, collected, the types of people that you want to be. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, wakeboarding, wearing the Meta Ray-Ban and all the rest. That's the lifestyle you should aspire to. However, with every single one of these cases, more sinister, more calculated, more profit-focused allegations come to the fore, and big tech isn't doing an awful lot to fight against them or to say to people, well, no, that's not the case at all.
I wonder what it means for them, to use that awful phrase, as an employer brand. Because when the big tech first emerged, everybody wanted to work for them. They're sure, there was AstroTurf and foosball and whatever else in their lobbies, and they were mighty. I wonder if people now in college look toward Meta and X and all of those and say, that's where I want to be.
Well, what's really interesting, and we've seen this from some of the studies that have been done about, you know, kids who are either in college or just finished college, they want to work for brands that have purpose, and they want to work with brands and for brands that give back to the world. And I think it would be very hard to argue from all that we have seen with some of the big tech companies that is the case. And at the moment, when Meta in particular and TikTok are reducing their headcount, they are letting people go because of their investment in AI. What is this company not only going to be, but what is it going to stand for? And what is its lasting legacy going to be? Because the legacy has already changed in the last 5 years. So where is it going to be? And is it going to be worth all of this hassle, this damage, and indeed this money as well? Because as I said, this could lead to a $1 billion settlement at least.
Jess, thank you very much. That is News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.